from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was like, uh-oh. You know, so for me, that may be the biggest disappointment of the season is the Warriors of 2024, and I'm talking about the current year
so
for Bay Area sports.
From January to now. Because I could make an argument like disappointments. Luciano, 5-year hype, not meaning the expectations.
You only get one.
No, I know.
You got to leave some on the table.
I'm laying some out. The entire Giants offseason not delivering for the full year the way we expected it to. Jorge Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee, Blake Snell at the beginning of the season.
Robbie Ray.
Like, that's its own thing. I don't want to criticize him. I'm not ready to throw him out, but Harrison was the number one ranked left-handed starter prospect for almost 2 calendar years. And he's been fine, but he hasn't met the hype. I think that's the fair point. Like, I'm a little disappointed there. Disappointed in Luis Matos. Disappointed in Camilo Duvall's regression.
Anybody disappointed with the 49ers front office with the way they've handled the Brandon Ayuk situation?
Absolutely. And I'm disappointed in Ayuk to a degree.
Are you disappointed in Shanahan for the way he coached the Super Bowl?
Well,
I know a lot of A's fans, 888-957-9570. Disappointed in ownership, Fisher, Cavill, Stadium, City of Oakland. Like, Shark fans, are you disappointed? Maybe they're probably the ones who popped the champagne. They got Backlund celebrating.
He was
at the game last night.
I mean, like, I'm thinking about the Warriors. Like, I was disappointed that Draymond's season went the way it went with all the suspensions. Mm. Like, extremely disappointed. I'll keep it at 100. I'm disappointed the LeBron James trade didn't go through. Now knowing what we know. Yes. What?
I just don't think that ever was going to happen, but I understand you being disappointed. Probably more so, though, like the Klay Thompson situation.
Wow.
That's incredibly. That like, Sam brought that up to be. It's probably the Niners Super Bowl loss and losing Klay Thompson. Those are the top two
disappointments.
I think so.
So far in the Bay Area in 2024. Now we can flip this year. Maybe the Giants go on a hot heater here and get in the wild card.
You can't even say it with a straight face. Let me go on a heater.
When does crack? Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play for you?
Is it the disappointment of not getting Lowry Markkanen? Are you disappointed that you didn't get Paul George on a go-to-state Warrior?
It bothers me.
Are you disappointed that Luciano stinks?
Are you disappointed the Paul George trade didn't go through?
I just said that.
Are you, though?
Oh, me? Oh, no. I told you from day one. I'm not with Paul George. No, I could have been talked into it. And
that was a little disappointing. I was disappointed.
I mean, Paul George is okay, but you know, you got Steph, so maybe Paul George does fit. He knows he's the second option, and you got Steph Curry right there. Sure.
Were you disappointed that Steve Kerr got all the slander that he got for not playing Jason Tatum?
Yeah, it's always disappointing when I see people ripping our head coach who got four championships. Like, you can make the argument that Shanahan gets more praise than Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr is the one who's helped bring banners here and change the system of the offense and unlock Curry to become one of the most deadly offensive players we've ever seen in NBA history.
I just think NBA coaches are viewed as less valuable than play callers.
Which is crazy.
Because
you got to manage.
Coaching's pretty important. No doubt.
But basketball is too. You got to manage those egos, man. Managing those egos with Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, and keeping them all on the same page to win the championship. I watched Dale Harris try to coach the Lakers. Didn't work out for him.
I watch
great teams have talent all the time, and coaches, you let players just run amok, and next thing you know, you lose the team. You need somebody there with an iron fist to know how to manage these egos, to lead. So
no doubt.
I get disappointed.
There is some truth to his lineups being a little suspect.
Yeah, no doubt. There's lineups there where we all scratch our head.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. But when you got a lot of guys who are basically on equal playing field outside of Steph Curry, it's going to happen. It's tough to pull that same lever and pull the winning lever all the time. He's done it for a long time. But, you know, Kerr's got four rings. It's got four rings.
Were you disappointed that Shohei deferred $900 zillion?
Oh, that was... Wow.
I was disappointed he didn't get popped for the whole, like, you know, betting thing because he clearly was involved.
So let's read a couple. Loveman, if you could pull up YouTube and read a couple from the YouTube page here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570-650. Shasky, disappointed Ritter didn't win state in basketball. Boys hoops, they're loaded. They did lose the Salesian. That was a tough game. I was watching that on YouTube. Ritter came up. They're gonna reload, though. Ritter to be back.
I got one from YouTube, a Yellow Jacket. He's disappointed that Draymond outlasted Klay on the Warriors.
That's fair. A lot of people were disappointed.
Draymond's
about
a good one. Just the suspension too, that whole thing, because it did leak into the new year. Like, I think a lot of Warriors fans are disappointed in Draymond Green.
Yeah, no doubt. It was the most important season of his career.
I'm actually more disappointed in the whole Draymond thing than even the Klay thing. Because I do believe, like, the Klay thing, like, it's very disappointing. But at the end of the day, like, it's also Klay's right to go wherever he wants. So, like, as disappointed in general I am over the whole thing, like, I just feel like just the whole Draymond thing. Yeah, I think it played a big part in how we view Klay, too, because for whatever reason, Trey's getting a pass for a variety of people.
And Draymond and Lakoff's mentioned it. Kerr's mentioned it. Everybody's mentioned it. You know, he missed 27 games. They were 13 and 14 of those 27 games without Draymond Green. I do believe they win 50 games with Draymond Green. And now, if he plays all 82, I don't know about that. Let's say if he plays 70, I do believe they get to 40, they get to 50. I truly believe that because Draymond on the floor is a hell of a basketball player. And you see it when he's on the court. Man, I keep thinking about that play against the Dallas Mavericks at the end of the game where he blocked Kyrie Irving's driving to the rack. He's able to recover, block a shot, and get the steal and save the ball and give the Warriors possession. He's still balling at a high, high level. But it's the other stuff that we get disappointed in. You got to stay on the court. How about this one from the 209 Xfinity Mobile text line? I'm disappointed that Farhan got a contract extension.
I don't know how you look at the body of the work and like, yep, sign me up for those 6 years of that. Like, if you're running a business, I mean, it's just, how does that pencil?
Farhan's cooked.
Right? I'm disappointed that despite how the season's gone, it still doesn't feel like a lock they're going to move off of him.
Yeah.
Well, it's a disappointing set of standards that the Giants seem to be holding right now.
Well, if they face plant in September, you see that 9-game road trip, Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I can already see the offseason. If these guys stay healthy and this rotation pitches like it did, like we did over that 1 week, but we do it for 30 weeks, we could be in the mix.
How about this?
For the sixth spot.
Maybe we're just disappointed in Greg Johnson, the owner of the Giants.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should be disappointed in him because at the deadline, the Giants looked like they just started pity pitching. Yeah, we got to get under CBT. We got to get under CBT. We got to move off somebody. We got to move off somebody. And you didn't buy, but you didn't really sell either.
if you were to nail the Giants down to one, because I'm going to nail the Warriors down to one, and I'm going to nail the Niners down to one, what is it for you in terms of most disappointing for the Giants?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's a tough one. If I had to boil it down to one, the fact that it just seems like in year six, they really don't have a plan. That all the lip service they gave us about not bargain basement shopping and not platooning or whatnot, they went back on their word in the first week of the season. And we've had to watch Nick Ahmed, Austin Slater, Mike Yaz has been a whippy boy around here, but, you know, Conforto and... You've had no outfield room. It's taken injuries for guys like Elliot Ramos to play. It's taken injuries to get guys like Tyler Fitzgerald in the lineup. Like, if Nick Ahmed was healthy all year, we may not see Fitzgerald.
How crazy.
Think about
that.
You know what I'm saying?
How crazy.
So I think
that?
The disappointment is we hear one thing, but they just completely lie to us.
Yeah.
The Giants have completely just right in our face. And some of us sit here and take it like dummies. Like, yeah, okay, we believe you. Yeah, go Giants. They've completely, even Marco Luciano, the fact that Casey Schmidt is 1-4 his last 27 and Wisely's 3-4 his last 21, and you sit Luciano for a week, it's like Steve Kerr not fighting minutes for Jason Tatum almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get that. Like, Tatum, give him a couple curbs here and there, and he did in a gold medal game, to Steve's credit. But Marco Luciano can't get a sniff. A sniff?
So the roster politics.
So the roster politics and all the lip service they've given us to Giants fans, and they've gone back on our word.
I think for me, for the Giants, the Luciano thing is the microcosm of everything. Overvaluing your own, not having a clear plan for him, not identifying what he's strong and not strong at, regarding, like, does he have a defensive position? And then being pot committed to seeing him succeed or fail through a 2 or 3 week run. Is that not the microcosm of the last 6 years?
Yeah, it is.
So it's everything that you're talking about. When I flip it to the Warriors, Klay is very disappointing. Draymond is extremely disappointing. Andrew Wiggins might be at the top of the list, though. I'm going to be real with you. Andrew Wiggins, for me, it's more... The fact we're not allowed to really talk about some of the stuff with Andrew Wiggins, for me, is like, what is going on? Like, that's the biggest disappointment, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's never going to be the same emotionally, mentally, physically, like, I don't know what. I'm so disappointed in the whole Andrew Wiggins thing. I knew that they squeezed him and he played at an elevated level that maybe was not sustainable. I didn't know the bottom was going to fall out and he was going to be nearly unplayable and untradeable. That's really disappointing. At least when Draymond, like, I'll give you this. Draymond is extremely disappointing because he's getting himself suspended. Mm-hmm. But when he plays, I don't question his heart and his toughness and how good he still is. I still question all those things with Wiggs.
Yeah, I'm still buying stock at Wiggins.
Okay, you can buy your stock, but I'm disappointed.
But no, that's fair. That's fair. I'm disappointed overall that
I'm buying stock at Andrew
Wiggins. See, you got the drop. You got the drop. You got it ready to roll, Spadoni. Ready to roll. When it comes to the Golden State Warriors, I don't think it's really hit Warrior fans yet. But November 12th is the day Klay Thompson returns to the Bay as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. And there's going to be video tributes. There's going to be a standing ovation. There's going to be a pregame show dedicated to Klay and what he did with the Golden State Warriors. And all those numbers and all those memories are going to pop back up. And we're going to be like, damn, Klay was an all-time great for us. And the way it ended with some of the fans and, you know, obviously with the Golden State Warriors or the contract or whatnot, that to me is the top disappointment. It was like, damn, I thought the big three would possibly retire together. And I get pro sports. It's hard to keep all three guys together, even the Spurs, for crying out loud. Tony Parker ended up playing with the Charlotte Hornets for a year. But the fact that Klay walked and now he's with the Dallas Mavericks, it is sad. That is the biggest disappointment. It's like the Splash Brothers are no more. Rocco's no more. He's in Texas, fishing on a lake.
Just to add on to that, the disappointment part, because I agree with you, Bonte. I think with the Warriors, it's the most disappointing development over the last year has been with Klay. The way it ended, not just the 0-10 against the Kings, but just the frustration and anger that fans had towards Klay Thompson at the end. Like, he should have gone out with like a hero send-off, mm-hmm. but it felt like it was almost like a just go kind of feeling right with him. And that's what's really, like, the fact that it ended in such a sad way for me is very disappointing.
How many, can I ask though, like, in how many hero send-offs do you get outside of a retirement?
Not many.
Yeah. You don't. I can't think of too many that, like,
you don't.
Montana was not ceremoniously, you know, traded. Like, he was not happy.
No doubt.
I know Ronnie Lott wasn't happy that they put him on that exemption list where the Raiders could sign him as a free agent. They basically left him unprotected.
But to Sam's point though, the way he went, I can't get this out of my head. I'll never forget the Warriors playing the Phoenix Suns. Steph Curry hits the game winner with 0.7 seconds left. A great Saturday night game. And I get on the flight, and the guy in front of me, oh, Bonte, what's up, man? And starts talking to Warriors, and he goes, you know, Klay's got to go. And I asked the young man, how long have you been a Warriors fan? I don't remember what he said. He basically was like, Klay's got to go. He's a cancer. Get him out of here. And I was a little, you know, I was tired from working that night and getting ready for Las Vegas and go to the Super Bowl. And I'm on that flight. And I just looked at the guy. I said, hey, man, I'll talk to you later. So I was ready to slap the hell out of that kid for talking about Klay Thompson like that. Now, I wasn't going to slap the guy. I'm not going to say that. Physical violence, I don't condone that whatsoever. But to my point was like, that's how we're going to treat one of our legends.
It's kind of ugly.
We're going to treat one of our legends like that, you know?
I'm not exonerating that behavior because I think there's a lot of weird vitriol toward Klay, but it was a struggle bus for the last year and a half, you know, for everyone, team, right, player, role, fit, this, that, like it was a struggle bus. Like it was. So I understand feeling that way to a degree. It can get a little ugly online and stuff when people have anonymous accounts, but like, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend the Warriors. I'm just saying, in general, it doesn't feel like anybody leaves any situation dignified. Very rarely. Like,
no, very
Harbaugh
rare.
Didn't leave the Niners in a dignified way.
He didn't.
I don't remember, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre leaving the Packers in a dignified way. I definitely don't remember Deion Sanders leaving in a dignified way or Kevin Durant. Like, it usually happens with a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm. Niners biggest disappointment.
Well, I mean, this one's the number one is overtime rules, Super Bowl, boom. Everything else, you know, is close. That's number one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I. How can it not be number one? How can it not be number one? The 49ers losing the Super Bowl. And it feels like they have to get over it because Brandon Ayuk is not around. Trent Williams is not around.
Okay, how many days for the hold-in? How many days?
Well, what? Yesterday was training camp day 15.
Okay, so we're 15 days in on this.
15 days
in. I don't think I could do another 15.
Oh, well, you can do another 15. I mean, I said that about the Giants. I can't do another 15 games, and here I am 15 games later. I'm still hanging around during the dog days of August.
You've done a full circle.
Trust me. Last year, by August, I was done with it. I swear to God, I think from August 1st through the end of September, I probably watched 2 Giants games. I said, I'm done with this crap. There's no way you can be in front of a tube. I'm going to play Madden. I'm going to play Madden until I'm blue in the face. I'm going to watch all the training camp practices. I'm going to read all the... I'm not watching. Now, I got the Giants on the laptop while playing NCAA. I was just like, boy. And you hear Kipe just exasperating that booth. You hear Krug. Like, we're going to have Dave Fleming coming on at 8:30. I'm going to tell Dave Fleming on the front end, hey, Dave, you earn that day off tomorrow. You earned it. And you need it. Flynn, I know you're out there listening. You deserve that day off tomorrow. You and the whole crew. Hope you guys have a great time out. Boy, it's tough right now. It is tough, but when it comes to the Niners.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.